It was a great pleasure for me to judge Cup Classique again this year. And as usual, we had a really lovely diverse snapshot of what's been produced across all styles. What really was the subject on, or topic of conversation this year was variety and whether non-traditional champagne varieties lend themselves to best expression with bottle fermentation. There were some really, really pretty wines, a lot of purity, but there's a general feeling that we're looking forward to a longer minimum time on the lees, so that there is more complexity, more depth, and just more intrigue in the bottle fermented class. What is exciting about Cup Classique is that there's a definite definition of character that's starting to show, which is just as well because with Prosecco really hot on our doorstep in South Africa and becoming more, you know, there's more exposure for it. And I think that's going to be direct competition. So I think that Cup Classique really needs to stand its ground in terms of quality and positioning in order to really separate itself as a far superior product and sparkling wine with all it has to offer. I'm quite encouraged that we've stopped trying to make champagne lookalikes and really embracing the fruit character that our vineyards and our country offers and working well with it so that we don't have too much oxidative styles, not so much richness, but really more purity, and work with Chardonnay, which seems to be really working to bring out complexity, dimension, elegance and potential in our bottle fermented Cup Classiques. So I also judged dessert wines, the noble lates and natural sweets, and it was such a small class, which was in a way quite tragic. I really wish that we'd all not forget about sweet wines and start drinking more of them because they have so much to offer. It was a really small class. There was great diversity as well amongst the few that we had. What was quite interesting is the use of varieties that have pyrazines on top of botrytis, which sometimes work and sometimes doesn't, because I think you really do need that richness and expression and all of the generosity of varietal character, but with it you also want that tightrope, that nervous tension, and quite savoury quality in the wines. Some of them were very pretty but lacked that kind of intricacy.